A new report finds school districts in Central New York and across the state will face serious financial trouble if they do not receive state aid over the next few years. Governor Cuomo has threatened to cut state education funding as part of larger efforts to address the state's ballooning deficit. Andrew Van Alstyn is Director of Education and Research with the Association of School Business Officials of New York. He says cuts in state aid will reach both well-funded and poorer districts.
This level of aid cut, if it extended for multiple years, would leave very few districts unharmed. Now, your average typical district might have the resources and the reserves to make it through this year, but if things continue to decline, if there is no federal support, if state revenues truly do fall down this chasm, the majority of districts will be suffering tremendously.
Alstyn says districts are facing additional recurring expenses for PPE stockpiles and technology on top of their regular needs.
Districts are going to need to replenish stockpiles as they're used, and technology has maintenance costs associated with it, needs to be updated. The average district spends about $500,000 on COVID-19. We would only expect this number to go up over the course of the year.
The report prepared by the New York State School Boards Association and the Association of School Business Officials found 60% of districts expect to make instructional staffing cuts in the next year, and 40% face insolvency if state aid cuts persist beyond this school year. Alstyn says the impact would be felt beyond the schools.
School districts are not only, you know, educational providers, they're social and economic hubs of a lot of communities. And so staff reductions would sort of have a multiplicative effect. It would harm education, and it would harm the economic well-being of the communities that they're located in.
Alstyn says the highest priority is securing aid from the federal government with recognition of the additional costs faced by districts. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.